I'm very happy now to welcome to the program Gabe Gomez. He is a poet. His new collection of poems is called The Seed Bank. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you will be speaking this coming Monday, the 5th of November at 6 o'clock at Collected Works Bookstore. Let's talk about the title, The Seed Bank.
Sure.
Seed is such a rich metaphor.
It is, and I think that, you know, there are few sources for the title, but namely, I was watching, I think it was 60 Minutes, and there was a segment of it on a seed bank, and the primary function of, I guess, a seed bank is obviously to preserve, you know, certain strains of seed of course leading to crops and different kinds of, you know, foods and pollens and all sorts of other different things,
and to prevent extinction of certain,
and that's where I'm going. That's exactly it. To me, the idea of really preserving these seeds in the event that either Mother Nature or ourselves, that we destroy ourselves, this is where we'll go to start again. And to me, it was a very powerful image and thing to contemplate. So for the last, I would say, I've been writing this book. I wrote this book. It took me, I think, about 5 years, really taking that emotion, really, of what do you choose to start over,
right?
And like, what exactly are the things that you decide upon that will again just start anew? And so, I think if we all contemplated on that, you know, it would take you all kinds of different places. And for me, it developed into this sequence of poems.
I think. I have often thought that if I were responsible for recreating Western civilization after a disaster, it would be really bad.
Some bad. Well, there's a lot more things that I cut out in the book than put in.
Well, I mean, what I mean is, there's what any one of us actually knows is so fragmentary.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, really piecing together. I mean, thinking of this is if when you're starting from a new place, you're really depending on memory, right? And so, you know, what else is more fragmented than your own memories,
right?
Or more biased or more tainted or more spliced together. And so it becomes a really almost frightening thing to think about. I think really to, you know, what is that thing that I will take with me, that I will, or even now, you know, not necessarily having to rebuild anything, but just to wake up the next day and say, like, what am I, you know, going to be today?
You've got a great quotation about memory at the beginning of the book, Walter Benjamin.
Yeah. And I thought it was, you know, that was a piece that, that I thought really captured the spirit of the poem. And I should probably backtrack and say that, as the second collection of my, or the second, my second book, essentially, this was written after, my wife and I went through Hurricane Katrina, you know, and essentially why we ended up living in Santa Fe in a sort of roundabout way. But really,
you were in New Orleans.
We were in New Orleans, and my first book, The Outer Bands, was essentially a chronicle of that time. And so, when we came out, the, you know, the other end, and which is essentially 2006, when we made the decision to move to Santa Fe.
Inland.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, where does it not fly? So, and you know, we're both graduates of the College of Santa Fe, and so we knew it well. And so many friends here. And so we decided that this was the right place to begin to start anew. And so it, in a way, this idea, this Benjamin quote where he says, memory is not an instrument for exploring the past, but it's theater. To me, it's that thing, that instrument, that very tactile thing. So for me, writing this book, it really began in the summer of 2006. My wife and I were in the south of France. We decided to sort of decompress a little bit and really gather ourselves away from what we had just experienced in New Orleans. And so we were there for 3 weeks. We rented a little house, and the poem, the long poem in the back of the book, that's where the book began. So that's where the journey began, at least.
One of the things that I'm struck by is the coexistence in your poetry of focus on the natural world and focus on language itself, and the kind of intermixing of those two things all the time.
You know, I'm bilingual in that Spanish is really my first language. I lived in Mexico for 3 years. The first 3 years of my life, where my parents were from, and learning the English language and really existing still very much in the mindset of a Spanish speaker. I've never had an English conversation with my dad, you know,
right?
And the entire time that I've been alive, and so to me, language is very much an important, not only important, but I think it's very much alive in the way I look at it in the written form, I should say, and going through two creative writing programs that I've done, you're put in this position where you look at language, you have to look at language very, very closely, if you're looking at the mechanics of it, or if you're looking at sort of the various rhetorical uses or whatever, or you're looking at it in poetic forms or whatever it is, you have to look at it from all kinds of angles. And to me, those things of how, again, language begins, or how can we match that, those words or the memory with those words.
When you're looking at the natural world, do you see it differently if you're thinking in English versus in Spanish?
Well, it depends on where I am. I think why I choose to, or why we essentially decided to come back to the Southwest, is that here I can coexist in a way. I'm from the desert. You know, my entire life has been the majority of it spent in the Southwest, and I can, you know, this is I can look at it in those two terms, in those two kinds of ideas, in a way. You know, I look at language as a kind of idea that I sort of, you just kind of work through, and the sort of the idea of the natural world just fits in there. So my interpretation of how I make sense of it, of how I sort of fit it into poems, it's kind of, in a way, it's two people looking at it at once. I use the you and the I and the me, and I'm having these conversations with myself and talking to myself within these poems quite a bit, and it's really the sort of the Spanish speaker, the English speaker, the 12-year-old kid, whatever it is, there's always that conversation. It always begins with that conversation, and because a large part of my life has been, in that Spanish conversation and that English conversation, so it's sort of, again, it fits both ways.
We're talking to poet Gabe Gomez. Would you like to read a poem from your new book, The Seed Bank?
Sure, I'd love to. I'll read the title poem, which is a little deceiving in that I have two poems called The Seed Bank, which I can explain later, but I'll read the poem first.
Okay. That.
It will begin again with a Latin, our jowls slowing before the approach of impregnable muscular signatures roiled with genus and soil, a city that inexplicably shades, extinguishes its color in a deafening instant. Voices set into affected time and timbre. Onto its crisp pages we crawl, assume the slight lines and slopes and curvatures of letters, envelopes of waiting seed, yield an epistolary of vine and gerund. Then in the wake of the event there are conflicting points, proximity and memoir, themes and root strands, lining up in succession, shiny dimes for rame or bifurcated palm, an inventory before a savage and sudden creation. Bitter leaves break the sediment resting in the sun. They write in the broken English of immigrants. They write without ciphers or faces or diasporas. They stare up to their hands from the cold paper where a clutch of nouns ignite. At the moment, remember the hybrid air inside the seed bank. The gaze of Manet's Olympia blooms. Two cities rise in unison. No hyperbole, mere humidity. Short sentence river, words and ingredients. Your voice wants it to stop. Reassemble, return familiar glances, make familiar sound. I will correct you. Know every muscle. Know that it's true.
And that is the title poem, The Seed Bank, by Gabe Gomez. Do you write also in Spanish?
You know, I tried that for a while, and it just it never quite worked out.
Really?
Yeah. You know, it just didn't. It was funny. It was almost because it's my first language. It ironically, it never felt natural to write in Spanish. So to me, it's always been a very. It's almost like I'm existing in this kind of constant oral history of myself, right? You know, it didn't have the same impact. And the other thing I noticed when I was writing in Spanish, I tended to really yield towards the sort of the hyperbole, the sort of romantic version of it. You know, it really leaned on that memory of, you know, well, the Spanish and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, that's not me.
Yeah.
Right? You know,
it's a lot of music and poetic tradition
right.
in that language.
Yeah. And I just sounded like a mariachi or something, you know, and it was just incredulous. I was just like, that's not going to happen. And to me, I listen to a lot of Spanish music, a lot of Norteña music specifically. I grew up with that. And so, so the folk music I'll listen to it. And I think it's, if I do, I'll really work towards that kind of that simple line, and that simple idea, and to me it's not there yet.
Gabe Gomez is a poet. His new book is The Seed Bank, and once again on Monday, the 5th of November, he will be at Collected Works Bookstore in Santa Fe, reading and signing books. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.